Well, Lorena, it is hot. It is so hot. We need to find ways to cool down. And I love this week's pulse.
This week's cover.
You read my mind.
Really? This week's cover is cool treats throughout Las Cruces that you can enjoy. So I'm talking places, of course, like Caliche's, where not only can you get like nice cups of custard, your favorite kind of specialty sundaes and whatnot, but you can also get cold drinks, custom drinks. So I'm talking like mango iced teas, coconut iced teas, raspberry Dr. Pepper. Like, go crazy with
it. They mix it up. They really
found
ways to mix it up, and it's nice and cold.
They have a happy hour every day, and it's buy one, get one free for your drinks. So I think that's from 2 to 4. You can just double check the times in Pulse or online, but that's a really nice deal. Same thing with Sonic. They're in our honorable mentions. Just because they're kind of a chain. But on the list, we also have Paleteria La Reina Michoacana, if you've never been.
Where's that at? Is that the one
It's off Madrid.
Madrid. I've been there with my daughter. She loves it there.
It is a really nice place. That place gets packed. They have homemade ice cream.
I've gone there on Sundays after church.
Oh, it's a nice place.
And it is packed. I mean, there's families that are there. Mm-hmm. They're eating elotes. Mm-hmm. They've got aguas frescas.
Yeah, they have some really awesome drinks. They have really good snacks, but they're also really well known for their cold treats, like their homemade ice creams. I get the popsicles that they dip in chocolate, and then I have them roll them in pecans. That's really good. So definitely try this place out.
I saw that you got PQ Treats. That's fairly new to our area.
It's actually been around for a while, like several years. I don't think a lot of people know about it because it's inside only three Pickwicks around Las Cruces. So they have the big Pickwicks with the...
I know Sonoma Ranch.
Sonoma Ranch. You have the one off of Main, which is in Mesilla Park. And then there's the one near the university. If you want to check that out, I personally love to go there. One of my favorite things about this particular place is really cheap prices. You can pick between soft serve, frozen yogurt, or custard. And you can customize what flavor you want it if you
don't
want vanilla.
I have had to customize. They had so many flavors. I'm like, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. And then you just pick the flavor you want, and they
make it individually. So it's a really great place if you really want different kinds of stuff. And again, this is also a place that serves cold iced coffee drinks and cold iced teas. So I wanted to include not only ice cream places, but places you can just stop and get a nice cold drink at. So we have other places like Sweet Cece's, Dairy Queen, of course. Why not throw them in there? They also have really good iced coffee drinks, too, and Baskin-Robbins is more than just 31 flavors now. They have a ton of stuff that you can buy. So I want you to give it a look and check it out and
definitely
plan out
find
some good
ways
treats
to cool off.
It's 100 degrees. You need it.
Let's talk about being out and about this weekend.
Yes, the Tortuga San Juan Turtle Festival, turtle races. It's all going to be kicking off Friday, June 23rd. They always kick off with their golf tournament. Saturday with a dance, it's in the evening. That one you do have to pay to get in, but it's really reasonably priced. That's something that you just want to kind of go to, enjoy some nice live music, enjoy some dancing. And then, of course, Sunday, the Turtle Derby races, which everyone loves and enjoys. Sunday's the free event, so head out to the Turtle races and enjoy not only the races, but live entertainment. They, of course, always have really delicious food out there and games and entertainment for the kids as well.
Let's plan ahead. UFO Fest.
Yeah, UFO Festival in Roswell. I just wanted to throw this in there. That's going to be June 29th. In Roswell, New Mexico, I think it's like maybe a three-hour drive out from Las Cruces.
That's about 3 hours.
And if you've never been, I actually ended up working an internship there, and I got to go to this festival, and it was a lot of fun. Not only do they have an amazing firework display that you work in there for the 4th of July, but they have costume contests, parades. They have speakers if you want to go to some of their workshops and speakers. See some of the speakers there, and then the planetarium laser shows. I went to those. Those are a lot of fun. They always have live entertainment. I think when I was there, too, they also had an alien costume contest for the pets. So
Okay.
It's always lively.
All right, and let's talk about Taste for Your Impulse. Jake's Cafe has moved.
It has moved into Las Cruces. If you didn't know, they used to be in Doñana. Now they're on East Loman Avenue where Mesilla Valley Barbecue used to be. So just wanted to let everyone know they still have the same menu, I think with the exception of the pizzas is what our reporter pointed out. But they still have really good breakfast, really good lunch and dinner dishes, and of course just kind of classic diner food.
Okay, Lorena, we'll talk to you next week.